It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and we start with a correction to yesterday's program. I said that Britain's pubs have closed early ever since World War II.
Our thanks to Charles Day in Bozeman, Montana, Mark James Small in Roanoke, Virginia, and Peg Willingham in Arlington, Virginia, all pointed out that closing the pubs early was a World War I innovation, part of the Defense of the Realm Act.
Mr. Day notes that the law was affectionately known to the British by its acronym DORA. The logic of the pub closings, he writes, was to keep factory production levels high. Factory workers, particularly the ammunition factory workers, would be home from the pubs at a reasonable hour so that they would show up well-rested on the factory floor the next morning.
Our story about the Supreme Court case involving Victoria's Secret and the alleged trademark infringement by a small store called Victor's Little Secret reminded John Schneider in House Springs, Missouri, of a Hollywood copyright infringement case.
Mr. Schneider says that when the Marx Brothers made A Night in Casablanca, Warner Brothers, which several years earlier had produced Casablanca, apparently threatened suit, claiming that A Night in Casablanca was so close to Casablanca that it infringed on their copyright.
Mr. Schneider writes, the Marx Brothers countered. Warner Brothers did not have the right to copyright the name of a real city. Groucho wrote, arguing that they, the Marx Brothers, had been using the name Marx Brothers for years before Warner Brothers called themselves Warner Brothers, and therefore the use of the name Brothers by Warner had infringed on the Marx Brothers' copyright use of that word. After a further exchange of letters, Warner Brothers dropped the matter.
And finally, Fred Gosby heard our reporter quoting what he described as the old saw, as California goes, so goes the nation.
Mr. Gosby writes from Round Pond, Maine, and politely asks, please check that. I believe the original version is, as Maine goes, so goes the nation.
In fact, we've also seen it as Maine goes, so goes the union.
Mr. Gosby says, this dates from the time when Maine voted in presidential elections in September and usually proved a reliable forecast of the national vote. California already gets a large portion of our young people. At least give us our history.
We will, and we'll also recall that in 1936, when Franklin Roosevelt won his first re-election, Maine was one of only two states to go for the Republican Alf Landon, and that led people to modify the old saw. They said instead, as Maine goes, so goes Vermont.
Write to us at atc@npr.org, and please tell us where you're writing from and how you say your name.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.